I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit. Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of Hey Spirit. Today's reading with Jennifer is such a beautiful gift of paying it forward or doing something for someone else. Jennifer, apparently a friend of hers won the reading. I donated a reading for a charity, and the person that won knew how much Jennifer needed and wanted this experience and gifted it to her. To me, that is such a beautiful act of kindness. And I know you're going to listen to this after the holidays are over, but what a beautiful gift of thanks Jennifer's family gave her. I hope you all enjoy this week's episode of Hey Spirit. Welcome to Hey Spirit.
Thank you.
So lovely to meet you.
You too.
So I always ask how someone gets on the podcast.
We had a fundraiser for a friend who has cancer. And Courtney Mullen gave a, the podcast reading for a raffle.
Oh, how nice.
And I wanted to win it so bad. I did not win it, but my friend's mom won it, and she knew how bad I wanted it, and she gave it to me.
What?
It was so sweet.
Oh my God, this is so special.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
See, there really are amazing people out there.
Oh, she is.
We're all out here doing great things and doing God's work in different ways, right?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, so this is so special.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, that's amazing. So you're from Long Island?
Yes. Hicksville.
Oh, what?
Yes.
You're like right around the corner from me.
Well, I grew up in Hicksville. I now live in Farmingdale, but.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, originally Hicksville.
Oh, okay. What year did you graduate?
Oh, 91.
Oh, all right. All right. Keep it to you. Oh, you're younger than my son. You might have known my son. Oh, no. You graduated. My son was born in 90. Yeah, so I wasn't too far off. I graduated in 85.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, it's lovely to meet you.
Oh, nice to meet you, too.
I'm very excited to share my gift with you today. So I want to thank you in advance for trusting me with the souls of your departed loved ones. If you have any questions, Jennifer, please do not be afraid to speak to me. It's your session. it's entirely up to you. I just like spirits to do like a lot of the work sometimes.
Yeah.
So I invite you to the most amazing and beautiful messages from your loved ones today.
Thank you.
So how I see spirit is through like shadows and silhouettes, but they make me feel the emotional bond that you shared with them. So the first soul that's stepping forward, you do have quite a bit of souls that are present.
Unfortunately.
Yes. I was just going to say, unfortunately. So there is a mother energy that steps forward. So is your mom departed?
Yes.
Okay. So know that your mom is the first one to step forward. Now, is your mom gone for some time? Because she went, oh my God, look how beautiful she looks like. Oh, she's so beautiful. It's been so long.
About 8 years.
How long?
Eight. Yeah.
So validating for you that your mom says, even though it seems like yesterday, but it's been like almost in the same token, a lifetime. She says, I want you to know that I haven't missed out on anything.
Good.
She says, I also want you to know that I am so incredibly proud of the woman that you've become. She says, it hasn't been easy for you. I don't know if you missed your mom's departure or if you were there, but she wasn't able to communicate.
Yeah, I was there.
Okay. But was she not able to communicate?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, she was.
So know that she says, I heard everything that you said. So when a soul shows me, like the holding of the hands and the whispering of the ear, that's my symbol for nothing was left unsaid. And she says, I want my daughter to know that she did not miss my departure. Okay. So know that even though you were there and she was not able to respond, know that she heard everything. She said, especially after you sat with me after I died. Okay. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So know that your mom knows that you sat with her and that you did not leave her side. Now, who lost the child? Do you know someone that lost a child or a miscarriage or a termination?
No.
Okay. How do you connect with the cousin that died?
I don't have many cousins, so.
Okay. I said cousin because your mom showed me my symbol for sibling.
Yeah, my brother.
Your brother?
Passed away, yeah.
Okay. So know that your brother is with your mom because your mom said my daughter wants to know if the child is with me. I don't know why she chose to say, you know, sometimes they'll say, oh, whose brother passed?
Right.
So know that it is your mom's way of validating. She said, tell my daughter that I have the child with me.
Okay.
And then your brother looked at me and goes, I'm not a child. I'm a grown man, Teresa. But I guess to your mom, she was always his baby.
Yeah.
Now, who passed from the chest? Or was there something with the throat or choking?
My brother had went into cardiac arrest.
Okay. Because did you see how when your mom said, had me lose the child, I had trouble breathing. And then I started like coughing, like, but for real, no reason.
Right.
Your brother makes me feel like he died, but he came back, but then died, but he died instantly. So I don't know what that means. Like, I feel like he totally contradicted it, but it was like, he showed me he died instantly, but I came back, but then I died again.
Yeah, it was during COVID. He had sepsis and then he went into cardiac arrest. So nobody could really see him during that time in the hospital. So, you know, that was kind of what happened.
So now I understand why your mom said, referring as the child. Do you understand that? Because your mom passed prior to your brother, correct?
Yeah.
So know that your mother's soul was there for your brother. No, because your brother's like, I don't even know what happened. He's like, I was sick. Your brother had a funny way of words. He goes, and I felt really shitty, Teresa. He says, but I never thought that I was going to die.
Yeah.
He says, so I do not want you nor anyone else. I'm going to say this. Your mom was totally protective of you. Because I don't know if this was something where you'd be afraid if your brother didn't come through or what he would say, what he wouldn't say. Do you understand that? Because your mom brought me back to this whole thing of show me again where someone wasn't there when someone died.
Right.
So know that your mom says your brother was not alone when he died. Know that my soul was there to greet him. And then she said to me, which a soul has never said, your brother laid me in the bed and made me feel like your mom came to him and said, don't be afraid. I've never seen that before. It was so beautiful. And I apologize for saying it in that way, but I've never seen anything like that before. And I watched your mom's soul sit with your brother. And she said, it's okay. Don't be afraid. Come with me.
Yeah.
Because your brother made me feel like even though he was sick and he went septic, he made me feel like there was this chance and we thought that he was going to be okay. Is that correct?
We didn't expect him to pass away.
Right. Okay.
We thought he'd be, you know, I mean, we knew he was not really healthy for a while, but he didn't like to go to doctors. So
yeah, but that's exactly what your brother just said. Cause he's like, no one really thought that I was going to die. It was almost like once he had this experience, it was almost like he went into this cardiac arrest and it was like, your mom was there and was like, don't be afraid, just come with me. And then your brother looked at me and he said, because I was not going to be the same if I survived.
True. Yes.
He says, and you know, Jen, did he call you Jen?
Yeah.
Your brother's like, Jen, you know that I always said, if I could not live my life the fullest, I would not want to live.
Right.
So I don't know what happened when he, or how he went septic, but he made me feel like he would not have recovered and would have been the same.
Yeah. He wouldn't. He was pretty sick.
Okay. So he says, I am sorry that the way that I died left you with some burdens. And whatever that is, he should have taken better care of himself. He should have went to the doctor sooner. Shouldn't have put things off. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
He says, I take responsibility for that. Now, was your brother married or was your brother have a family?
No.
Well, he nothing. Made me feel like, please thank the family. So your family was like yeah. his family. Is that correct?
Right. Yeah.
So know that he wants to thank them for all of their prayers and for all of the phone calls. Because he lays me in a bed and I can hear him talking to me.
Right.
So know that whether if that's what you did, if you called, you were able to speak to him, FaceTime him, whatever it is. Is yeah. that correct?
Yeah, we called.
Okay. Your yeah. brother also showed me something with his legs. So was he diabetic or did he have something with his legs?
Well, he never went to the doctor, but we always thought that he had diabetes. And we always told him, you have to go get healthy. And his legs were always bothering him, always.
You know how he got me to say that he was diabetic? He showed, and I don't even know if this is a right symbol, so I don't need any emails if this is not correct because I'm not a nurse. But he showed me like his leg and my legs went numb, which is my symbol for that he had like some type of disability or leg pain,
mm-hmm.
couldn't get around well or a swelling. But then he showed me his leg was like purple. Mm. That's how he got me to say it.
Yeah.
So he says, this is what I want you to know, that I take responsibility for that. I've never seen this before. But I feel like your brother's a character, and I love sharing when I've never seen something before because it validates the strength of the soul.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find empty candy wrappers or like empty wrappers or empty like sweet things like you don't know who ate it?
I probably blame it on my kids. But I don't know. I mean,
Okay, I've never seen this before, but he's taking responsibility for it. Okay. Don't even ask me how this could be done, but literally, I asked your brother to validate it. He showed me a Hershey Kiss, and then when I looked back, it was just a rolled up wrapper. And I was like, okay, what am I supposed to do with that?
Right.
So this is how Spirit builds my spirit library, first thing. And secondly, it validates the strength of your brother's soul.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, guys, I'm going to throw it back a bit. You know what I don't miss at all? I do not miss that vicious cycle before my period. I would feel like I was going to crawl out of my skin, sometimes the breakouts, and oh my God, can we talk about the cravings? But now, Estro Control makes it easier to manage PMS. So Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. The way Estro Control eases PMS is quite interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. Estro Control was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month because PMS can rob them of a week of their lives every single month, and that just isn't fair. Estro Control is made specifically for women who are perimenopausal. It is perfect for women that haven't entered menopause yet. In fact, it's amazing for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS can turn into a beast. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SPIRIT at checkout. Now, is your dad also departed as well?
Okay. Yes.
So no, your dad, he heard all the laughing and all of a sudden I see the father come ahead. He's going, what's going on up there? What's going on? Your mom goes, oh, here comes trouble.
Oh yeah. That's him. That's him.
So to validate that all of the souls are together. I don't know how to say this, but your mom made me feel like that when she died, did you say, don't worry, I'll take care of my brother?
Yeah, my brother relied a lot on my mom. He didn't have a family. She, you know, basically like took care of him. So, you know, I think that was always on her mind of she didn't want to leave me and my sister to take care of my brother.
And you said, don't worry, we'll take care of him. So I love how this moment happened. Your parents stepped forward. When your dad stepped forward in this moment, and then your mom sang. And it's like, they want to thank you for doing everything that you could for him. Yeah. And because I feel like not that his death was harder on him than you. It was hard on everyone in the family. Right?
Yeah.
Even your children.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Your sister, her family, but it was like your brother in that moment, like felt that he lost everything.
Yeah.
So know that your parents want to thank you for the way that you cared for him. And I think that this is also important because of the way that your brother had me say, I take responsibility for my passing. I don't want them to think that they could have or should have done anything more for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And your parents thanking you for that, for giving him that gift of still being able to feel part of a family.
Yeah.
Now, your dad tells me that you like sense him around you. So do you like smell things that remind you of your dad?
I mean, I was 13 when he passed away. So, you know, I was kind of young. I remember a bunch, but I don't remember a lot.
Is there something that you might smell that like you're like, oh, that reminds me of my dad, or scents?
Sometimes like certain like colognes or something, but.
Perfect. And there's no reason why you would smell it. Know that that's your dad. Know that that is his soul reminding you that he hasn't left you. Did you name one of your children after your dad? Form of a name or a middle name?
Yeah, my son. I used the middle name after my dad, Charles. Yeah.
To validate that your dad knows of the children, watches over the family, and knows that you named the child after him. And validating that he knows of the woman that you've become. How do you connect with plaid? I don't know if your dad wore plaid shirts or plaid pajamas.
Yeah, he had, he did wear plaid. I think he had a plaid robe that I remember.
Okay.
A little bit, yeah.
I don't know why he chose to validate it. Like, my dad doesn't really wear plaid, but he showed it to me like red and black. And he showed it to me like, that's why I said pajamas. So.
Yeah. I remember he had a plaid robe.
Okay, but, perfect.
Yeah.
Now, before your mom passed, did she used to talk about seeing your dad or feeling him?
She would just joke sometimes. She'd just be like, he's waiting. I've been here long enough. Just little jokes.
Because your mom said to me, please tell my daughter that I wasn't crazy. So know that when your mom would say that, know that she would really see your dad, feel your dad.
Okay.
She said, and he would tell me, not now, we're not ready for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because he would always joke that she was, the ruler and he was a little bit more easygoing.
Did your mom complain about being cold prior to her departure, or did she knit or crochet? Or both?
She didn't knit or crochet, but she was always cold. Okay.
When a soul holds up a knitted blanket, it's my symbol for that they knitted or crocheted, but when they place it to the side, it means that they're not cold anymore. Your dad actually keeps saying also, the girls took such incredible care of their mom. And I said, okay. I said, can you validate that? And then your mom, that's when she took the blanket and placed it to the side. So know that she's not cold anymore. Know that from the moment that the soul left the physical body, she left behind every and any disability and or ailment. She did not take it with her on the other side. Who isn't speaking in the family?
Well, we have another brother, and he doesn't talk to me or my sister anymore.
Okay. So know that your parents know about that. And supporting the way that you feel or choices and decisions. But your brother chimed in and goes, it's not them. It's him. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So know, as difficult as that is, where you don't speak to your brother or he doesn't speak to you, for some reason it was important that your parents knew that they knew what had happened and that they support and understand your position, whatever it may be. Fair enough?
Yeah.
But then your mom's like, but they tried. You don't understand. They tried. They don't even understand. Is that correct?
Yes.
So know that your parents, it's not that they ever thought that this would happen, but
right.
I think it's important. Or your parents feel that it's so important that you know that they know what has happened and how it all went down. This is your mom. She's like, I just don't understand, because it's almost like mind blowing. Like, how could this be? I don't understand.
Yeah.
And we're not asking for anything.
Yeah.
We just want you in our life. So your mom says, I understand and support the decisions of why you had to kind of let that go.
Okay.
Now, I don't think that's something that you thought that your mom would know about, right? Or at least your dad.
No, I mean, yeah, my dad wouldn't know.
So know that he knows.
Yeah.
And then your mom looked at me and she said, because you know, Teresa, she says, you never want to see your children not speak. She says, yeah. And I never thought it would have gone on this long or would have really turned out this way. She says, but that was beyond our control.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Whose anniversary is it? Your mom just handed you red roses. Red roses is my symbol of love and devotion. Mm-hmm. It's also a symbol of anniversary.
Yeah, it's my sister and her husband's anniversary today.
What?
Yeah.
Shut up.
No, I'm not. Yep.
You're so calm, cool, and collected, Jennifer. That's all. So know that.
Well, my sister will freak out when I tell her.
Know that this is their way of acknowledging your sister and her husband and sending their love. You know, and I think that it's really important, Jennifer, because of what they were just talking about and how, you know, you and your sister are still close.
We're very close.
And how you've managed to get through such really difficult times.
Yeah.
And then this is your daddy goes, the other reason too is Teresa. He goes, because if when Jennifer tells her sister that this happened, they're going to go, well, what did mommy and dad, what'd they have to say to me? Did they say anything to me? So it's almost like your dad's making me feel like, oh, I'm doing you a favor.
Yeah.
I had this emotion or feeling like your dad was like a little unsure of this. Wasn't sure, you know, and it's almost like he had to like make sure like he could trust me. Does that make sense? Or would that sound like your dad's personality?
Yeah, I mean, my dad was, he was a character.
He's like, no offense, funny. Teresa, no offense, but I want to make sure that you're going to articulate it the way that I need it to be. And I was like, okay. I was like, yeah. So what is it that you need to say? And he says, you know, it's hard when your child had to live longer without you than they did with you.
Yeah.
He says, where do I begin? He says, but I don't want my daughter to feel bad. Or I'll even use the word guilty, but, you know, it's just that negative emotion of feeling that because she doesn't remember, or even sometimes she has to rely on other people's memories or stories about me. He yeah. says, I don't want her to feel bad about that. He says, she holds me dear in her heart forever and for always. He says, so that means the world to me. Then he made me feel like you, maybe this was when you were younger, like what you visualized, what it would have been to have your dad growing up, walking you down the aisle.
Yeah.
He says, I want you to know that I did give you away that day when you got married. Because he shows me a bouquet with a picture in it and wrapped in a hanky. That's just my symbol for that you carried something of your dad's with you. That the day that you got married. Is that correct? I don't care if you had a picture.
Yeah, well, we did like a, instead of like favors, we did a donation.
Perfect.
In his memory.
So no, your dad wants to thank you for that and that he knows about it. But more importantly, he gave you away that day and has not missed out on anything. And I know that that doesn't take away any of the pain and the sorrow and the grief, but hopefully knowing now, making it a little bit easier when you have all these milestones now, even with your children, that you know that they're there.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to ask you this. Did somebody used to talk about, let's hypothetically say your mom would be like, oh, I saw a red cardinal. That's dad.
Whenever we see cardinals, we always say it's my mom and my dad.
This is what your mom wanted me to say. Your mom would say that, but then when your mom passed, then you saw two cardinals. Is that correct?
Yeah, a lot of times. Yeah, we do.
Know that that is a true sign from them. What it is it's not that they're the cardinals.
Right.
It's their energy that gets you, their souls, to notice it. So know that that's real. Now, is there a blue jay then you see, or another kind of bird with the cardinal?
Sometimes we see blue jays.
No, your brother's going, that's me. Your brother literally looked at me and goes, I don't like the color red. But like, I feel like he wanted to stand out on his own. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So know that whatever it is, if like, say you see two cardinals and a sparrow, or two cardinals and a blue jay, know that that's your brother. Know that that's a sign that they are all together on the other side.
Yeah.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Now, can I ask you this? Do you know someone that lost a spouse?
I'm trying to think, but my in-laws, they both passed away within a day of each other. I don't know if that would...
I feel like someone passed tragically.
I know my best friend's father passed away. Yeah. And I grew up with them. I was close with them.
Tragically.
Yeah. A heart attack, and they never expected. He was very healthy.
When souls say to me, tragically, sometimes it's an accident. Here we have this perfectly healthy man.
Yes. Yeah.
And then drops, and God forgive me for saying this, drops out of a heart attack. How could this be?
Yeah.
Okay. That's tragic.
Yeah.
It's not that I didn't see your in-laws. I see your in-laws, but they looked at me like, oh, no, it's him. It's him.
Right.
So know that he's stepping forward and acknowledging that his soul is safe and at peace with God. And I feel like it's important that, because it's almost like the same thing with your brother, and like, my God, I had no idea that I was going to die.
Right.
No clue. No. And then he turned to your brother and goes, no clue. You didn't take care of yourself. But now I feel like they're bantering back and forth with each other.
Yeah.
I feel that it's important. And he says, but it validates. He says that we could not have prevented my departure. He says, I did everything and took care of myself impeccably.
He did.
He says, knowing that my soul is at peace with God and knowing that we are all together on the other side. Do you connect with change like quarters or dimes?
Well, whenever I see a penny, I always say pennies from heaven.
Perfect. But know that they come from your in-laws as well. Because your father-in-law stepped forward. He's departed, correct?
Yes.
He said to me, he goes, my son's never going to believe this. I go, all right. I go, I've heard that before. He goes, no. He goes, I'm telling you, he thinks she's crazy. Meaning you, Jennifer. Your father-in-law says, please tell my son that I wish I told him more how proud I was of him. And more importantly, how much I love him.
He'll like that.
He's an amazing dad. Because he shows me, and listen, whether if this was when the kids were much younger, whatever it is, he shows me he's down on the floor. The kids are climbing all over him.
Yep.
That's my symbol for of that. His dad is acknowledging of knowing the father and man that he's become.
Yeah.
And then I watched your mother-in-law. Your mother-in-law's departed as well, correct?
Yeah.
She started like dabbing her eyes with tears. And I said, why are you crying? She says, it's of happiness and joy. She says, you only hope and wish for the best for your children. And that's all you ever want. She says, and he says all the time, and maybe you even say this, Jennifer, as well, losing both of your parents and now your brother, we have all of these blessings and they're missing out.
Yeah, I always say we have guardian angels, lots of them.
Know that they're watching over. Know that their souls are loving, guiding, protecting you, but also living life through your eyes. They made me feel like that's exactly what you needed validated today.
Yeah.
I read a lot of people, and I'm going to say this to you, and I don't know why. I think one of the hardest things is channeling when someone loses a child. But in this moment, they're making me feel how difficult and hard it is for me to channel all of your loved ones. Parents, in-laws, a brother. And how they need to remind you that even though you have a beautiful family here, you're not alone. That they haven't left you. And I say why it's so hard because, and I probably shouldn't share this, but I still live right next door to my parents. I am very blessed to still have my parents here with me. And I don't take any of that for granted, not one single day. And there are sometimes there are just certain readings that touch me for whatever reason, whether if I kind of let my guard down a little bit too much or I let them in. But I just wanted to share with you that my heart truly breaks for you, that you had to grow up without your dad.
Thank you.
And I hope that these messages that they gave you today give you that comfort and peace and restored faith of that they are still with you, that they haven't left you. And I know it's not the same, and I know it stinks. What a gift of your family reminding you and thanking you for carrying out the family traditions and how hard it is, but knowing that their memory will never be forgotten because of that, because of you and your sister. And your brother says, please continue to celebrate. Was there a favorite dish that he wanted you to make?
He liked my ziti. I mean, sometimes I would tease him and say, well, who is this better, mine or my sister? You know, and he would secretly tell me but don't tell her.
But I love that he's bringing that up and saying, don't forget to make my favorite dish. So no, when we do those little things like that, we're honoring them. That's, we're keeping their memory alive. Those are the things that they love. It doesn't have to be, you know, like a big fundraiser or having a foundation. The right. Little everyday things.
Yeah.
Of bringing their name up, making the ziti and reminding everyone how he would tease you and tell you secretly on the side that yours was better. Now he's telling me, he goes, yeah, he goes, great. He goes, now my other sister's going to go, but he told me that mine was the best.
Probably.
I love that. I love that. But I love that this happened for you at this moment. And what a beautiful gift that your family has given you. And I want to thank you for trusting me with the souls of your departed loved ones.
Thank you.
Oh, how special that someone actually gave you this.
Yes, it was amazing.
How amazing is that?
Yeah, she knew I wanted it so bad.
So oh my God.
She said, I want you to have it. She goes, plus I can't do all that technology stuff. So she goes, so I can't handle that. You can handle it.
Oh, how amazing.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, she's great.
Very sweet.
Yeah.
Well, thank you again, Jennifer.
Thank you so much. My name is Jennifer Renison, and I'm from Farmingdale, New York. So I got on Hey Spirit because we had a fundraiser for one of our very good friends. One of the raffles was a reading with Teresa. I wanted to win it so bad. I did not win it, but my very good friend's mom won it, and she knew how bad I wanted it, so she gave it to me, which was very sweet. So I really wanted to hear from my mom, and she was the first one that came through, so I was really happy about that. She's just a very calming presence. I felt like I didn't get as upset as I thought I would because she's just very calm, and I think she just makes you feel calm and after, you know, and she's funny too, so that kind of helps. It helps a lot. Teresa, the one thing she said was she asked if my brother had diabetes, and he was never diagnosed with diabetes, although we always thought he had diabetes because of just certain things. And she had mentioned his legs, and his legs were always bothering him. And that was pretty crazy that she had mentioned the legs and diabetes. And she actually knew that it was my sister and brother-in-law's anniversary today. So that was pretty cool that, you know, obviously my parents had probably said that. And, you know, because she wouldn't know that. How would Teresa know it's my sister's anniversary today? So that was really cool. I didn't really know what to expect with the reading. I was hoping that my mom, dad, and brother came through, and they did. So I was very happy about that. I was looking forward to this for a while. You know, I think I do feel a little closure now.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.